ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more. And step into a new day. We can rise up from the dust and walk away. We can dance upon the heartache. Yeah. That's Grammy Award-winning Christian pop duo for King and Country. They were born in Australia, they immigrated to Nashville as children and have cultivated a huge fan base in the United States. Before they returned to Australia later this month, one of the brothers, Luke Smallbourne, joined me a little earlier. Luke, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
You were born in Sydney but moved to Nashville when you were pretty young. Just tell me about that decision.
Yeah. So our dad was a concert promoter in Australia, and one particular tour that he brought back to Australia, the tour didn't go very well, and so he lost everything he had as a family, or we did, and so looking for a fresh start for his career, and he got a job offer in Nashville, Tennessee, in the music business, and thought, hey, this is a little bit what I know coming from Australia, but get to do it in America. So moved the six kids and his wife, who was 6 months pregnant at the time. And actually, ironically enough, as soon as we arrived in Nashville, Tennessee, in the States, my dad actually lost that job. And so we were stranded on the other side of the world, no friends, no family. We were sleeping on beds made out of clothes, didn't have any way for our little sister to be born in a hospital. And honestly, the local community over here really loved on us. And because of that, really, we fell in love with this this state and this local community here. But ironically enough, Australia is still obviously the blood that runs through our veins. So we're really thrilled to be able to come back and once again do a tour back there in Australia.
Just talk to me about your music. King and Country genre is Christian pop, which is a relatively new genre. Tell me about what it is. Can you hear
the prayers? Yeah, I mean, look, it's one of those funny things. I think a lot of times I find the genre a little confusing myself, to be honest, because the only genre of music that is defined by its lyrical content. Under, you know, Christian music per se, you've got rap, you've got rock, you've got all sorts of things. So at the end of the day, I actually grew up in the church and fell in love with Jesus. And we write about those things, but I write about the love that I have for my wife and my kids and, you know, the journey that we're going through on life. So it's an interesting genre.
Right. So you're saying, like, no other genre is defined by the actual stories that they're telling in the music.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, because inside of this, you know, world, you've got all sorts. I mean, you've literally got heavy metal. So yeah, it's a very strange, you know, hodgepodge of a catch-all kind of genre in some cases.
That's really interesting. Now, you've collaborated with Dolly Parton. I'm sorry to just want to talk about Dolly, but that's kind of how I'm feeling. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So Dolly Parton has, we did a song called God Only Knows. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows. We have some friends of ours who work for her, and we looked them up and said, hey, we've got this song that's doing really well. You know, what would you think of Dolly doing a feature on it? And, you know, those are kind of Hail Mary conversations, you know, and ironically enough, texted us back and said, yeah, sounds great. When can we get in the studio? That type of thing. And so we went on this crazy adventure with her. We went and did a music video together. We ended up playing the CMA Awards over here with her. It ended up winning a Grammy Award actually with her. And she's an amazing person. The best story I have is when we did the music video, my wife and kids came along and were looking for a picture, obviously. And so I introduced them and she goes, hey, do you mind if you, could I get a picture with you? Would you mind stopping for a moment to get a picture? And she's saying that to my wife and kids. And I knew what she was doing, but nonetheless, earned a lot of my respect.
Yeah, that tells a big story about her character, doesn't it? Since That's bursting right. onto the music scene in 2012, you've taken home, as you just alluded to, four Grammy Awards and you've been nominated another four times. Talk to me about those wins. I mean, I imagine that was a real dream of yours to win Grammys, but getting to that stage, how did you do it?
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't know your life story. We've obviously just met just a few minutes ago, but I actually don't think it necessarily was a dream of mine, to be honest, because at the end of the day, in your line of work in radio or journalism, whatever it might be, you do it because you actually love it, right? You find it interesting. And at some point, you may have been a little bit of a hobby, and or maybe you studied it at school, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, I can actually make a living out of this. This sounds fun. You don't ever start with, you know, one day I like this and I think I'm going to win a radio award or a journalism award. People may have said when you were younger, hey, you're good at this. And it's similar to music. You know, you do it because you actually care for it and you actually like it. You don't do it because you think one day, even some cases, you don't even necessarily know if it's going to be successful, so let alone winning an award for it. So I think that for both my brother and I, we take it as a little bit of a pat on the back, you know, a little bit of encouragement. But that's not what we necessarily signed up for. You sign up for it because you actually feel that there's some sort of specialness in when you attach your voice to these songs. That's why you do it.
Tell me about working with your brother. That sounds intense.
It can be. You know, it's funny. I often joke, people will be like, hey, so how I could never work with my sibling, or I could never work with my, you know, spouse, or, you know, whatever it might be. And, you know, when I say back to them, I was like, man, here's the thing. Music is so hard that if you're just with some friends and you're going to kind of have some really, really hard conversations, there's a great chance that you're going to get ticked off enough at each other and just say, I'm out of here. But with family, you still got to do, you know, over here in the States, you still got to do Thanksgiving together. You've still got to do Christmas. So it's in your best interest to resolve the conflict. And I think in some cases, that discipline of actually, hey, you're first and foremost my brother, and I love you before anything else that takes place. You're my brother, and I care for you. I stand by you. Let's work this thing out. I think that's actually held us in good stead, because I would much rather have a successful relationship with my family member than I would just have a successful career. And I think as long as we keep that equilibrium right, it seems to go okay.
Yeah, that's a really powerful point. Now, you're heading to Australia very shortly for a national tour.
Yeah.
What happens when you turn up to your concerts?
The gift of music is you write these songs about sometimes very, very personal things, the things that are going on in your life. And what happens is when you release these songs, those songs become their songs. So when you rock up on stage and they're in the audience, there's this feeling that they actually really know you and know you extremely well. And they feel a little bit like you because the song that you wrote did something in their life. And that's one of the things that's quite astounding. I've often joked that music is really special because it actually inherently makes me feel less lonely. Because when I write a song, I'm writing about my own things. And sometimes you ask yourself, nobody else is probably ever going to go through something like this. And then you write a song about it, and then you get millions of people saying, hey, I've gone through the same thing. It makes you, in return, feel a little less lonely, and hopefully them also a little less lonely, because they know that there's someone else out there going through very similar things.
Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the tour.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the time. All the best to you.
That's Luke Smallbourne, one half of the Christian pop duo for King & Country. They'll be playing in Australia from May the 20th.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.